And the new low price. Brand new label, new low price. Milnut. That's nice.
Wrigley's Firvin Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. And once again, for all the Wrigley folks, the makers of Spearmint Chewing Gum from Chicago, slightly rain-drenched this morning, and this is getting to be old shoe around these parts. Boy, I've never seen so much moisture in my life as we've had in May and June. Nevertheless, the weather is due to clear over the weekend, and I think it's going to be pleasant for you all over the country. Now, today, once again, for an exception to our usual rule, we're going to deviate from the custom and not do any interviews with prominent artists, but instead you and I are just going to sort of sit down and listen to a little pop concert right off the phonograph, because we brought some very nice records into the studio today, and because this is a rather gray-looking Friday, at least in our part of the country, it might be pleasant to just relax, kick off our shoes if that makes you more comfortable, and just sort of be friendly as we listen to some real nice stuff off the shellac. Here is our opening record done by four boys who record for Mitch Miller's Columbia label. The kids for the last 2 years have been on a starvation diet trying to find themselves a hit, but I think with this material on one side, Such a Shame, and on this side, The Angel of Love, the kids who are now working out in Las Vegas will probably find themselves as a well-saluted record group across the country. So let's listen to them, the four voices, four fine boys, with a pretty ballad called The Angel of Love.
My angel of love, with your eyes all aglow, changing earth into heaven, that's why I love you so.
My sweet angel of love,
oh, my angel of love. When your lips cling to mine, I am lost in a paradise of enchantment divine.
My sweet angel, my sweet angel,
in my arms while I hold you, not a word do we say. So content with our love, we just dream the hours away.
Dreaming.
Oh, I'll always be grateful to that power above for the greatest of treasures. Sweet angel of love,
my sweet angel, my sweet angel, in my arms while I hold you, not a word do we say.
So content with our love,
we
just dream the hours away.
I'd say that Mr. Mitch Miller, the bearded maestro of the Columbia Record Company, is pretty well healed when it comes to multiple voice groups, because, of course, he has the high-lows, this group, the four voices, and, of course, the ever-so-popular Four Lads. As a matter of fact, it never surprises, never ceases to amaze and surprise me how many multiple voice groups there are that are prominently identified with record hits. We were sitting around the studio just before the show, Joe Foss and all of us, talking about it, and decided that there were at least 20 big show acts in the country today which consist of more than one voice, that is, two or three or four, and most generally, it's four because of the styling and the blend that you can get in the harmony. This was a real, real pretty record done on Columbia by the four voices and called The Angel of Love. Well, now, if the weather is nice in your home vicinity over the weekend, I presume that you, like millions of others Americans, will probably put the family into the automobile, the kids in the back seat, mom and pop in the front, with all the good groceries, and go out to the picnic groves. Let me make a suggestion. Along with the delicious baked beans and the olives and the pickles and the cold cuts that Mama's prepared that she has in the basket, along with all the cool drinks, let me suggest that you pick up a couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum and take that along, too. I'll tell you why it's awfully good to have. Because, you know, kids get just a little bit cross and cranky at the end of the picnic day going on home in the long ride. You'll find that chewing Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum sort of keeps them pacified, keeps them happy, quiet, and contented in the back seat. And it goes not only for the kids, but for you, too, in the front seat, because, you see, chewing Wrigley Spearmint will keep you alert to the dangers of driving, will keep you wide awake, so that not only will you be pleasantly relaxed and refreshed with the spearmint flavor, but you'll also be alive come the next time you go out on a picnic. So why don't you plan to have plenty of Wrigley Spearmint? It's always a delightful treat on picnic days or weekdays. You relax, refresh, and enjoy yourself with Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. We finally had a chance a couple of weeks ago on one of our local television shows here in the city of Chicago to meet a young lady that I'm quite proud of our friendship. Her name is Bonnie Guitar. I knew very little about the story of Bonnie. I presume that because she's a country and western singer, she had come from south of the Mason-Dixon line, probably down the southwest. But it turns out that she's from the great northwest, up around Seattle, Portland, the great state of Washington and Oregon, and picked up the guitar a number of years ago and has been playing largely for her own amusement until finally she decided to go professional. Now, of course, she is one of the kingpins of the industry with two big hits, the first called Dark Moon and the second, this new one, which she also wrote, called If You See My Love Dancing.
If you see my love dancing with somebody new, please don't tell me, please don't tell me. If you've heard any rumors he's being untrue, please don't tell me, 'cause you hurt me so. Let me go on believing he loves only me. If he's cheating, I don't want to know. If you see him romancing that girl dressed in, I don't want to know. Let me go on believing he loves only me. If he's cheating, I don't. That girl dressed in blue, please don't tell me, I already know.
In this day of so many gimmick singers and electronic tricks that they pull in the recording studios, I think it's most refreshing to hear a real purist sound. And this certainly is one that identifies the voice of Bonnie Guitar. She has beautiful timbre to her voice, has a fine range, and with this country and western material that she wrote called If You See My Love Dancing, I think it's a very pleasant, nice way to spend about 2.5 minutes of listening. One of the nice ways I know how to spend chewing is more than just 2 or 3 minutes, because you know the flavor lasts with Wrigley Spearmint. You can chew and chomp away to your heart's content for as long as you want, and it's always a refreshing treat. So you just sort of jot it down on the shopping list, will you, Mama? I know that this is a day that you'll do a lot of that running around the town to find the good bargains in your favorite grocery stores and drug stores and delicatessens. I hope one of the products that you have on the list is Wrigley Spearmint. And if you do, I just can assure you and all the members of your family that every time they tear off that white foil and chew on a piece of Wrigley Spearmint, they're going to be delightfully refreshed. You pick up some Wrigley Spearmint, see how all the family enjoys it. Well, out in California, 2 years ago, a young boy of high school age won the track championship of the West Coast as a high jumper and pole vaulter. He was bid to the National Olympics, but decided against an athletic career because he liked show business instead. And I don't think he made any mistake. His name is Johnny Mathis. He's gone on to great successes with Columbia. Here's his newest record called It's Not For Me to Say.
It's not for me to say you love me. It's not for me to say you'll always care. Can hold you fast and press your lips to mine and dream that love will last as far as I can see. This is speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day, or we may never meet again. It's not for me to say. And speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day, or we may never meet again, but then it's not for me to say.
Johnny Mathis, don't you think he made a wise decision? It's not for me to say. Well, our time's all up, and now that it is, we can go back to reading the new issue of Look magazine all about Mr. Frank Sinatra. Boy, this is really a colorful series about a real colorful gentleman. We're going to have Frank on one of these days and tell us what he thinks about the series of articles of his life, which is now appearing in one of your favorite magazines, Look. Well, we'll, of course, see you on Monday. I hope sincerely that you have a busy and a nice weekend. Be careful wherever you go, and make certain that you take some Wrigley Spearmint. This is Howard Miller from Chicago. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you on Monday. Here's Joe Foss.
Be sure to join Howard Monday at this same time when his guest will be Marion McPartland on the CBS Radio Network.
If you like spine-tingling thrills, you won't want to miss Above Suspicion,
starring Fred McMurray and Joan Crawford on WBBM-TV's Late Show. Above Suspicion is the story of two Americans whose honeymoon becomes international dynamite. For the best in viewing entertainment, see Above Suspicion, starring Fred McMurray and Joan Crawford on WBBM-TV's Late Show tonight at 11.
WBBM-FM, Chicago.